47 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. First off this morning, just want to thank everybody that made it out to the beef house yesterday. We really enjoyed seeing and visiting with everybody. Price action this morning has been mildly defensive in the wake of the rising dollar. Currently, I've got May corn down a penny and a half at 374 and a half. July corn down a penny at 382 and a quarter, and new crop December 395 down a penny. May beans currently down 1/1024 and a quarter. July beans down 1 1/4 at 1033 and a half, and new crop November 1011 and 3/4 down a penny and 3/4. The meal market's backed off about 50 cents a ton at 330.80 a ton basis to May, and the May oil up about 8 ticks at 33.81. Turning to the wheat market, May wheat currently down 3 1/4 at 453 1/4 in Chicago. July Chicago wheat 468 1/4 down 3 1/4 as well. Kansas City wheat 470 3/4 down a penny and 3/4, and Minneapolis wheat down 3 1/4 at 536 1/4. Looking like livestock's probably going to be on the plus side today to the tune of about a dollar. Crude market down about a half a dollar, trading at 52.50, roughly a barrel. As we mentioned, the dollar is notably up so far this morning. Visiting the open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed a decrease of about 8,748 contracts in corn, which appeared to be an additional fund liquidation pressure. The decrease of over 9,000 contracts in the soybean open interest infers some of the liquidation pressure as well. Wheat open interest up 2,000 contracts kind of squelches ideas that funds are working to cover some of their sizable short position, but we'll see if that continues today. USDA announced the sale of 122,000 tons of soybean meal sold to the Philippines for the 2016-17 marketing year this morning on their overnight reporting system. Talking about the USDA, we'll get updated monthly data set from them tomorrow at noon Eastern time. Expectations for domestic corn carryout are 2.321 billion bushels in a range from 2.245 to 2.44 billion. Last month, the USDA was at 2.32. For soybean carryout, estimates are at 415 million bushels in a range between 395 and 444 million bushels. Last month, they inked a figure of 420. Wheat carryout is expected to be 1.142 billion bushels in a range between 1.12 and 1.199. If realized, that would be up a little bit from last month's 1.39 billion bushel figure. The next reference point for the USDA's first official survey is for acreage numbers at the end of the month. March 31st prospective plantings, we'll also get quarterly grain stocks at that time. Looking at the charts, technicals, outside weeks up in corn, beans, and wheat last week. Looking for checks to the downside to be over and look for a little bit of recovery effort and hope the USDA doesn't hurt us tomorrow. Thanks. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for that update. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And I'll echo Bill's thanks to everyone who came out to WIOL's All-Day Ag Outlook at the Beef House yesterday in Covington, Indiana. In weather today, increasing clouds, a high of 58 degrees, becoming breezy. West winds are supposed to increase, gusting up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies for tonight and a low of 35 degrees. Light west winds, those will diminish down to about 5 miles per hour. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow, a high of 59 degrees. Decreasing clouds tomorrow night, the low 29. Sunny and cooler for Friday, a high of 40 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILO FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 48 degrees at 9 o'clock.